Okay, have I got a treat for you? Well, I don't know if I've got a treat for you, actually. It depends what you're into. If you're into old school, retro looking, I don't think it's actually retro, kids toys, then this R2-D2 learning laptop thing might be right up your street. I'm sat in my living room. I'm recording this for Audiomo, Audio Month, Audio Bloggers Month. And I will endeavour to record something absolutely every day of June, if I can. I have done it before. And this is just one of those things, if you can't be bothered to go to Mastodon, which is where I'm mostly posting these clips, you could go to documentary.net, where I will summarise the entire list at the end of every week, and finally at the end of the month. So this is just something that produces sound, and I thought it would be quirky to record. I picked up this little, there is a photograph that goes with this audio, so you may or may not be able to see what is effectively a small piece of plastic technology. It has a handle on it. It's about, let's say, 5 inches square when it's folded, with the handle, plastic handle, coming out of the top. And it's when you lift it up, it's a it's an R2-D2 with the top half with a big red light in the middle that does light up. A screen, which is only about an inch square below that. And it's an LCD screen, which isn't working, which is kind of key to some of the games. So that's probably why this was sitting in a pile of swap shop type of stuff in EMF camp, which incidentally was where I saw the maker of the new R2-D2 that's been in the last few films. So it's been a kind of Star Wars R2-D2 themed time, because I interviewed in another piece of audio, which is also on the Audiomo hashtag, one of the makers of the droids for Star Wars, in particular R2-D2, and this is obviously not made by him. It's made mass produced by some company somewhere in China. There's a surprise. And it has a smooth kind of, like, if you remember the ZX81 type half keypad on the top of the main keypad, which takes up the second half of the device. And then there's lots of buttons which you can press, which have letters, and yeah, that's pretty much it. Some of the letters in red, I think that's to make it easy for you to guess some of the games. And the games are ABC Search, Asteroid Count, Similar Shapes, Shape Countdown, What's Next? And then there's a Signal Decide, I think it says, Memory Recall, and Musical Mission. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games on here. But they're all pretty similar. Under that are 10 numbers with different shapes, so that you can guess shapes. And then the keyboard is underneath that. There are some buttons, I don't know what they do because I haven't really pressed them all yet. One of them says answer. Another one is kind of a recycle return button type thing. Then there's a note button. Then there's a button that just says Star Wars. And then there's the on off. So what I will probably do is just start pressing some buttons. And you can just, if you're bored, just go and do something else. And then I will turn it off to see what it says when you go away. I'll leave that till the end, just as a little bit of anticipated excitement, should you want to keep listening. So here you go. Turning it on. What does it do? I know what it does because I did have a listen before.
Hello. I am C-3PO, and this is my counterpart, R2-D2. Shall we begin?
Yes, please.
Please select a mission.
Yes, please, fake C-3PO. Okay, I'm going to do ABC Search, because I think I'll be able to do this without the screen.
We've lost the letter P. Can you help us find it?
I know exactly where it is. It's after the O and before the Q.
P. You found the correct letter. Excellent.
That's not been chopped together at all, has it?
The first letter in the word plane. We've lost the letter G. Can you help us find it?
The first letter in the word plane. They could have used Palpatine or something, couldn't they? Right, what letter was it? G? Let's have a go.
G. You found the correct letter. Oh, yes. The letter G is the first letter in the word goggles.
Okay, there are goggles. Letter D. Here we go. Could be droid.
D. You found the correct letter. Oh, yes. The letter D is the first letter in the word drum.
not very well written. I'm not going to press the letter Y. I'm going to press something else just to freak C3PO out. Here we go.
X. Oh, do try again. Can you find the letter Y? The letter Y looks like this. Can you help us?
Oh, I could almost see that on the screen then. Some of the pixels are working. LCD bits.
Y. You found the correct letter.
Yavin?
The letter Y is the first letter in the word Yoda.
Okay, that's better.
We've lost the letter O. Can you help us find it? O. You found the correct letter. Oh, yes. The letter O is the first letter in the word ocean.
Obi-Wan. Right.
We've lost the letter U. Can you help us find it?
Right, let's go for another game, because there's so many of these games, this could be the longest audio ever. Here we go. This is called Asteroid Count.
Oh my, an asteroid field. Can you help us count them? One, two, three. There are three asteroids. Find the number three.
He's giving it away.
Three. Excellent. Oh my, one more asteroid. How many are there now?
Four.
Four. That's correct.
Let's get it wrong
there
again.
There are four asteroids. Oh my, an asteroid field. Can you help us count them? One, two, three. There are three asteroids. Find the number three. 10. Oh, do try again. Find the number three.
So that's that game, which is easy without the screen. Let's go for the next one. Similar shapes.
The snowflake is shaped like a star. Find the star.
Also, easy, because it's printed on
the yellow star
keyboard.
Star. You found the star. The drum is shaped like a circle.
Okay, I'm going to go to the next one. What's next?
Something's missing.
Yeah, I can't tell what's missing because I can't see the screen. I might just tap on a key.
Letter comes before the letter B.
I don't know. Let's go. Oh, sorry, it's going to be the alphabet, isn't it? Let's try A.
A. Well done.
Something's
missing.
You're sniffing the microphone. Okay, what's missing? So I can't see the alphabet. He's going to have to tell me what comes before or after.
What letter comes after the letter J?
J, easy.
K. Well done.
I might sample all of these sounds and use them for something else, I think. Right.
What letter comes before the letter O?
Next game.
Press the letter to watch it change. You you've switched the letter C to uppercase.
I could actually just see it on the screen. Is that letter O?
Right, so there's a letter flying around on the screen and you've got to change it. So that's that one. Let's go for this one.
Press signal decode.
Oh, that's the one I did. Okay, let's go for memory recall.
Follow me. Your turn.
Something flashes up ish, but I can't see what it is. Yeah, that's not going to work. And finally, musical mission.
Press a number to play a melody.
Okay, let's go for number five.
Five.
It's not bad.
What word did you just see?
I can't because the screen's broke. I'm going to just have to skip this then. If I click on the bottom, you can get the answers, I think. Let's have a look.
T-E-N spells the word 10. Press a number to play a melody.
I'm going to press 10 now it's said that.
10.
I wonder if these will make good ringtones.
What word did you just see?
Give me the answer.
T-H-E spells the word the. Press a number to play a melody. 8.
That's a good one.
What word did you just see?
To end on, I think. That is the, was that the, like the medal giving ceremony type music at the end, I think. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. And I'm going to turn it off now. So, would he be sad? Would he be happy? But yeah, it's a struggle. I'm not going to probably buy another one because they are available on eBay for not much money. Because I was thinking I could swap the screen out, but I might just have a look inside to see if I can fix the screen and then give it to some kid that kind of needs this kind of guidance from C-3PO. His voice is annoying at the best of times. This is a little less annoying, maybe, because it's not really C-3PO, but we shall see. I might fix it and then, yeah, like I say, pass it on.
It is after eight.
Pressing the off button now.
If you'll not be needing me, I'll shut down for a while.
That's pretty cool. I want that when I turn the computer off. My computer, you know, the one that does more than just asks me to look at letters I can't see. So there you have it. Closing it. Storing it. And at some point, on a lazy Sunday, maybe fixing it. You have experienced the Star Wars children's laptop learning experience thing. Thank you for listening.
Where do you think you're going?
Documentally.